The 2015 legislative session is revving up, and Florida Republicans continue to control both chambers of the state's legislature. A new Senate president and House Speaker were elected earlier this month, and committee hearings begin in January. But despite party unity between the legislature and the governor's office, 90.7's economic analyst Hank Fishkind says there are two competing ideas for next year's state budget.
So with the new leadership coming in, it sets up a very interesting dynamic. On the one hand, leadership is recognizing that although we have an improving economy, there will be some growth in the budget, but not that much, about $300 million. And some of that $300 million has been earmarked for environmental quality based on Amendment 1 that the voters passed this year. So that leaves less revenue available to do everything else, $200 million of growth. On the other hand, the governor has been promoting economic development and job creation. And the hallmark of his program is to cut $1 billion over the next 2 years in taxes. But there's not going to be $1 billion worth of revenues to support those tax cuts.
It seems like those two plans are at loggerheads. What is that going to look like?
Probably the way it looked over the last 4 years, in that the governor had very large plans to cut taxes and regulations. There was insufficient revenue to fund all of the things that he wanted to do, and the legislature reduced the size of his program. But still, we got an effort to promote job growth by cutting taxes and reducing regulation. And I don't think that's going to be very effective. It wasn't very effective in the last 4 years, and it's not going to be very effective going forward because Florida already has low taxes. The recent rankings of all states' business taxes just came out from the Tax Foundation, and again, for the fourth or fifth year in a row, Florida ranked fifth in the nation for the lowest business taxes. So simply reducing low taxes lower doesn't have much effect. And what's really interesting about the new rankings is that many of the states that have the highest business taxes and so-called worst climate had some of the best job growth since the recession. New York, California, Minnesota, with some of the highest business taxes in the country, have had some of the best job growth.
What do you think is behind that?
Well, what it says is it's not just low taxes and low regulation that necessarily produce job growth. It's a mixture and a balance of many things. Location, natural resources, the quality of the labor force, the attractiveness of the area from the climate perspective. So there's a lot more things that go into economic development than simply cutting taxes. Oftentimes, Florida promotes itself as being a very low tax state. But the reality is that property taxes in Florida are not that low, even though the overall tax burden is low because we have low corporate taxes and no income tax. And so property tax is very important to businesses. Florida actually ranks worse than California in terms of property taxes. Even though California has a bigger tax burden, property taxes matter a lot. And what Florida does oftentimes is to cut taxes, which happened last year, but then there's not enough money for education funding, so it is backfilled. The education deficit is backfilled by raising property taxes. And the way the legislature does that is in a very opaque manner. It requires school boards to raise what's called required local effort, which is a property tax. So the legislature cuts all taxes, underfunds education, and then requires local governments to increase property taxes. And so it kind of the shell game really doesn't benefit us because the higher property taxes somewhat blunt the effect of the lower business tax climate.
Any possibility of addressing that in the near future?
Probably not. I mean, it's very beneficial for the legislature to be able to tout very low taxes and at the same time push the burden of raising taxes onto the school boards and making them the bad guys.
What are some of the other things that you would suggest to the governor?
One of the biggest things that the legislature and the governor could do would be to adopt the Affordable Care Program and to accept an expansion of Medicaid paid for 100% by the federal government. We've had an ideological block to doing that in our state, but it's not an economic block. And the economics are very favorable. It would be a huge job-creating effect, probably 50,000 or more high-paying jobs. And it would also increase and improve the health care of the people in the state of Florida, making them more productive. The countervailing argument is that sometime out 5 years or more, the federal government will reduce its contributions. But even so, giving away a bunch of money from a tax cut is not a better way to produce jobs than would be to expand Medicaid and spend the same money to improve health care and to create 50,000 jobs.
I understand from statistics that Florida had the highest enrollment in the Affordable Care Act and still has about a million people that need coverage. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Floridians really embraced the opportunity to get health care. And there is over a million people that have not been able to get health care, one of the largest numbers in the United States after Texas and California. So there is a lot of opportunity in Florida to provide additional health care, especially when the federal government is going to pay for it. And if we don't take advantage of it, other states will simply get that money.